This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is America's Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and join the program toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
So Joe Biden and the Democrats pretty much can only rely right now on Bidenomics and that things are better. It's getting better. Don't worry. We're fighting inflation. The Fed is raising rates still. And the inflation will just kind of start coming down. And maybe they're just banking. See what I did? They're just banking that everything will start getting better by election time. But I got to tell you, the Bidenomics thing is not working. It's not working. Because most people still see, this according to Rasmussen, most people see a 1930s-like depression in our future, likely in the next few years at least. I got to tell you, folks, no amount of messaging is going to change the fact that people have these issues. They see it every day. And then a 1930s-like depression is now the specter hanging over their heads. This is not working. It's not working at all. Folks, welcome to the program. We're going to make it work, by the way, on the program this morning. We got ways to make it work. And again, my name is Kyle Warren. Glad to be with you. 1-877-969-8600. That is the telephone line, the toll-free telephone line, if you'd like to call in and be part of the program this morning. And we are broadcasting live on this Thursday morning edition of the show from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, by way of Southern California, of course, and we're broadcasting to all of our great radio affiliates, and we're up on the satellite, up on the GCN satellite. Good morning to everybody there at GCN, of course, as well. And if you're streaming the show, just like we were talking with Jack from Nyack, New York, he was streaming the program. We want to welcome everybody listening on the internet this morning, and to those of you working across America, whatever you're doing, you're driving a big rig, you're working an overnight shift, you're traveling this morning, whatever you're doing, you're driving deliveries, whatever it might be, we're glad that you have us on, and we're glad to be with you, and we'd like to hear from you. 1-877-969-8600, that is the number to call in and opine if you so desire. Well, here we are once again. We last hour, we heard an interesting audio clip from Newt Gingrich talking about, of course, the aftermath of the speaker vote and so forth. But let's listen in here real quick, because this is another interesting take, shall we say, on the aftermath of it. This is Representative, GOP Representative Garrett Graves, Republican out of Louisiana. He was talking with Jake Tapper, and you want to listen to what he says, because evidently he thought if they didn't adjourn for the week like they did, there might have been fisticuffs on the floor of the House because of all the high tensions. Let's listen in.
I want to remind you, Jake, going back to January, even without all the sore wounds then, it took 15 votes to finally elect a Speaker of the House. I think you have more raw motions at this point, and quite frankly, I'm not sure why anybody would even want this speakership right now, and that the position really lacks stability.
Who do you think should be Speaker? I mean, your fellow Louisianan, Steve Scalise, obviously is running. And who do you think the 8 Republicans who voted to oust McCarthy might support?
Look, I think that, you know, some interesting dynamic is anyone who they come out in support of, I think, is gonna cause a lot of other Republicans to really have a distaste for. And so it's a very interesting dynamic that we're seeing right now. Look, there are a lot of good people who have thrown their name in the ring, but I've been very clear that we're not going to make a commitment right now. Obviously, you know, any speaker from Louisiana would be fantastic, but I want to be clear, we're not going to make any commitments right now at all. all, and here's why. I think one of the first things you've got to do is you've got to actually establish stability to the position. The fact that any one person can come out and can effectively cause this motion to vacate is totally inappropriate. Jake, you know this. This is third in line to President of the United States. We don't need to have the kind of chaos and instability that we saw yesterday.
So you need...
Okay, stop right there. Now, he goes on to talk about that if they hadn't adjourned, you would, quote, have seen fists thrown if there was no recess in the House. But what Congressman Graves brings up there, too, is this idea of the motion to vacate. The idea, of course, is that you have the one person who can do that. And I think that he also described that there's no consequence if you actually go out and do it. There's evidently some rule about it. But that's what Matt Gaetz was able to get going. So in this next election, are we going to see a more substantial reinstatement of the rule that you have to have a particular group of people or a majority of this or that, or at least a certain number before you can head that direction? All right, I think we got a caller hanging on the line. I think we got Jack. Jack in Riverside, California. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning. What we're dealing with is purposeful hyperinflation. What we're dealing with is a deja vu of Hitler's National Socialist Workers' Party. But we got the American National Socialist Workers' Party. Hyperinflation brought down the Weimar Republic and brought about Hitler, 90 years ago, and it worked like a charm. So we're dealing with an enemy philosophy within. The auto workers on strike, Kaiser Permanente, it's all organized. It's part of Biden and gang's American National Socialist Workers' Party to bring down the capitalist system and destroy the United States.
So do you think that they're, in your opinion, based on what you're talking about, that they're looking to set up like a strongman type of thing or some other kind of repressive regime?
Oh, we got that already. What they're looking to do is to destroy the capitalist system and replace it with national socialism. But the thing is, and we don't have real leadership, I'm thinking, you know, wait a minute. Nicaragua is loaded with oil. We got, millions of them coming in? So I get in touch with the leader of Nicaragua. I say, hey, listen, we're taking care of these people, but I got a bill. Got a bill, and I want you to pay in oil.
Yeah, we really appreciate your call, Jack. I appreciate it very much, but we're heading to the break. But feel free to call back anytime. I appreciate it because we're heading right to the break. We've got about 10 seconds, so take care. Folks, stay with us. We'll be right back right after this.
Third Watch. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You know, I think what might be next for Commander Biden will probably be a book deal of some sort. You know, my time in the White House, you know, the White House from my perspective, something like that. I think that's probably going to happen. It's like, you know, chapter five, you know, Joe Biden, you know, did it again. He doesn't, he called me by the wrong name or something like that. Who knows? But of course, we're having a little bit of fun here this morning. It is a Thursday morning, everybody. We're glad to be with you. 1-877-969-8600. 1-877-969-8600. Kyle Warren with you. And if you'd like to be part of the program, we sure would love to have you. And we have so much more to tell you about in this segment. And by the way, you know, as I mentioned before about the Trucker Highway and Byway Report, we'll come up to that in about 30 minutes from now. The Trucker Highway and Byway Report number 2. And if you'd like the Blackberry Smoke the first hour, you're going to love this song from Blackberry Smoke the second hour. So you got to stay tuned for that. And, of course, all the weather that and it does change from hour to hour in many cases. All right. This portion of the program, everybody, is being brought to you by the good folks over at Relief Factor. That's the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot. And, of course, we appreciate them very, very much. You can head over to their website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. You want to check out the 1995 3-week quick start. Now, why should you take Relief Factor? Well, in a nutshell, because it works. And the problems that a lot of people face, namely inflammation and such, that's exactly what this program, or this product, I should say, is designed to help control. And it does so by the ingredients that are in it, namely turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation, which is how you get the swelling and the discomfort and, of course, the pain. The pain. This is what this is all about. And if you take it the way that it says, you should know by about the end of the third week if it's going to work for you. And some people, it works within 2 or 3 days. You know, we've had reports about that. But everybody's different, so keep that in mind. But there are no drugs at all in this product. That's the thing you can rely on with Relief Factor. There's no drugs. It's all natural. So go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. You will be glad that you did, and check out the 1995 3-week quick start, because all you have to lose is pain. Once again, Kyle Warren with you here in the overnight hours. We are the nexus of news and political talk in the overnights all across America, and we have much more to go this morning. As I said, 1-877-969-8600, and listen to this from Joe Biden, because we've been talking about this morning, in addition to other things, who might be the next speaker. Well, they actually asked Joe Biden about this when he made his statement about the speaker's position being vacated. And this is what he had to say as he was making his way out to the door from the room there in the White House where he was doing the announcement. Let's listen in.
Whether or not what they're asking, what's your advice to the next House Speaker?
That's a public favorite.
All right, so I wonder if you could hear that right there. There's a long pause between the reporter's question and then what Joe Biden says. So let's run that back just a little bit, and we'll start it up from about the middle there. Let's listen in. There's the pause.
That's a public favorite.
And there's the comment. All right. It's like, I feel like I'm calling golf or something. Like, and there's the pause. There's the president is now turned around. But at any rate, he turns around, long pause, and he says, that's above my pay grade. How many times are we going to hear Joe Biden say things like, they're going to be mad at me if I do this? They told me I had to do that. You know, and these kinds of words to this effect, it really is not good. It's not a good connotation for the president of the United States. The president of the United States gets to say, do, talk, go where he wants to go. He or she gets to go where they want to go. And they get to do what they want to do, and everybody says, we'll get out of your way, and how do we make this happen for you? But for the president, I guess, was he trying to be funny? He might be trying to be funny, I guess. But is above my pay grade, I think there's only one person above his pay grade. Wasn't that Fauci? Fauci makes a boatload more money, right, than the president of the United States. So I don't know. Maybe it's a reference to Fauci, but I doubt it. But it's above his pay grade and doesn't want to get into it. Here's somebody else who might want to get into it, and that is Donald Trump. He was asked about this because, yes, some people said maybe we'll get Donald Trump to do it. I think that's far-fetched. I think it's more of a way of saying, you know, how do you get things happening? You know, how do you make a new splash? How do you take this new direction and really make it count? Well, they talk about Donald Trump. So he was asked, I think, if he was outside. Yeah, he was outside the courtroom area. But this is what Donald Trump had to say. We'll just listen in briefly so we hear what he said. So there's Donald Trump, yes, saying he would not likely do that, or saying people had asked him about it. But I included that because, again, there's this notion that, as I said before, the event has happened. It has occurred. Now, the way that the GOP navigates this is going to be crucial. It's going to be key in order to be able to try to march to victory in 2024. And the way that they do that is they have to capitalize on the notion of being different now, of it not simply quote unquote going back to normal the way it was under Kevin McCarthy. So there has to be something there that gives that edge, that gives that energy. I think practically, I don't think that President Trump would want to accept it anyway. But let's just say that under some other weird circumstance that a former president was asked to be the Speaker of the House. I just think there's not as much of an upside for that person, whether it's Trump or somebody else. I just don't think there's that much of an upside for them, especially if they want to campaign and they still want to go out and run for president. But the notion is there. It's the energy factor. It's the directional factor that's there. So that's what I think is happening with that. All right. So, yeah, I'll tell you about this right now. New York City Mayor Eric Adams attended a Chinese government-linked festivities that included raising the red flag of China in Manhattan on Sunday, marking China's National Day, quote unquote, the anniversary of the establishment of the modern China state under Mao. Okay, so this is from Breitbart. You can't make this up. According to the Chinese consulate in the city, Adams, New York State Assemblywoman Grace Lee, and New York City Council Member Christopher Marte joined in a China Day celebration parade festival in Chinatown. Adams' participation in the events on October 1st, the anniversary of the founding of the People's Republic of China, is notable given the mounting reports of Adams maintaining close ties with, including reportedly receiving financial donations from, individuals believed to be affiliated with China's United Front Work Department. That's something that I got to ask Denise Simon about. The China's United Front Work Department, otherwise known as the UFWD, China's front work is a catch-all term for the Communist Party uses for foreign interference operations masquerading as cultural outreach, charity, or educational programs. Let's see. So evidently they raised the flag, they took a lot of pictures, they had a parade, and they did all this stuff. Well, last time I checked, when Mao came to power in China, that was, you know, of course, at the barrel of a gun, and everybody had their little red books, and we learned about these things in school, and we always thought, you know, this just could never happen here. This kind of thing just doesn't, it's so antithetical to our way of life, to our own cultural ideals, to our own beliefs, to our own foundations. These things are just antithetical to that. But yet, I guess maybe not so much. That's really, really concerning, isn't it? So it is an event of history, but should we be celebrating that Mao came to power and did what he did and all of the killing and all the, I guess I'm putting it mildly for our audience here, but I just don't think so. All right, well, Eric Adams, I don't know. He's probably got a lot of explaining to do. Folks, 1-877-969-8600. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
Let's celebrate. Come on now.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The U.S. USA News Update. Classes are canceled at Morgan State University while police continue searching for a suspect in a shooting on campus last night that sent five people to the hospital. None of the victims suffered life-threatening injuries. The victims, four men and one woman, ages 18 to 22. The ousting of House Speaker Kevin McCarthy sparked a flurry of contenders vying for his position. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan and House Majority Leader Steve Scalise of Louisiana officially entered the race. Could robots soon be working at a fast food restaurant near you?
Chipotle is currently testing an automated system for making burrito bowls and salads. The California-based company has introduced robots that skillfully put together the ordered meals for customers who use the Chipotle app.
This is not the first time that Chipotle has used robots. That was John Schaefer reporting. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Everyone's back here at this bottom of the hour segment of the program. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you, of course. 1-877-969-8600. That's the telephone line. Toll free if you'd like to call in and opine on the program this morning. And once again, we're going across your radio dial. In just a little bit, we'll be speaking with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and, of course, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And we always have a great time talking about the latest news and the headlines, and I have a great question for her this morning, so we hope that you can stick around. That all happens on the tail end of the next Trucker Highway and Byway Report in the next segment here on the program. So a little bit of a map of where we're going this morning. All right, this portion of the program, first of all, is being brought to you by Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. They're in St. Petersburg, caring hands, helping sore feet. And their wound care is world class as well, folks. It's world class. At Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care in St. Petersburg, their podiatrists offer effective and individualized treatments to correct a whole host of foot conditions. Their board certified podiatrists have broad experience in pediatric, medical, and surgical podiatry. And their highly trained podiatrists spend most of their time listening to you, understanding your concerns, and discussing the best treatment options for you. Therefore, their patients are their first and highest priority. And at Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care, they strive to provide you with the highest quality foot and ankle care available. And as I mentioned, the wound care is something, again, they're very, very well known for. So you want to check them out, advancedpodiatryandwoundcare.com. That's all one word, advancedpodiatryandwoundcare.com. So go check them out today. All right. Here, what we continue to mention or to talk about and hear about the UAW automakers strike. Of course, we know we got the Kaiser Permanente people out on strike as well. They're on strike for about 3 days. We understand that could be extended. Well, not extended. They could go back out on strike at some point if they don't make any real progress. So it does seem that everywhere we turn, we've got these kinds of things happening. But this from Reuters, the UAW and automakers have signaled some progress after days of stalemates. This, according to sources close to the story. Negotiators for the United Auto Workers and Ford Motor have narrowed their differences on pay increases after a new offer from the automaker amid, quote, really active, unquote, talks. Well, that's great. That's very descriptive. They're really active. People familiar with the bargaining, of course, are saying about this. UAW President Sean Fain plans to update the union's 150,000 members at Ford, General Motors, and Chrysler parent Stellantis on Friday. A person briefed on the union's plans said, it is not clear whether Fain will order a fresh round of walkouts or declare sufficient progress has been made to delay strikes at additional plants. So, yes, so we'll be waiting on that. But obviously, the longer it goes, the worse it is. I saw another headline saying looks like some of the car industry could be their car retail sales. That could start tanking soon. It's anybody's guess, I guess, at this point. But it would stand to reason that if you don't have parts or new cars being being built on a more consistent basis, that new car sales might their prices might go up. By extension, used car prices might go up as for that. But hopefully they are going to be able to make some progress on this. But it's really, there's the elephant in the room, right? We've talked about this before. I think it bears mentioning again. The elephant in the room, everybody, is the electric car mandates. The idea that these cars that right now run on gasoline are going to go the way of the dodo if these mandates stay in place, or if they are brought out to the sort of their logical conclusion. Now, you know what happens down in Cuba, right? At least as far as I know, right? They have all these old cars, right? And so they just keep fixing them or whatever. Is that where we're headed in this country? I mean, you know, and by the way, even automakers, they have to keep making parts for a certain amount of time after their models go out of production. And anybody who's tried to find a part for their, you know, 10 or 15 year old vehicle or something, a lot of times they end up having to go to eBay in many cases to find something that's maybe no longer available at all from the manufacturers. And so, you know, everybody's kind of been there when this one thing happens and, well, I can find it, but I found it on eBay. I've actually done that a couple of times. But at any rate, in all seriousness, right, the electric vehicles, while mission-specific in some cases and may be great for some people, are not going to replace everything overnight, comparatively. It's just not going to happen, again, because of the infrastructure and so forth. In fact, I keep seeing this commercial, and it's for a minivan. And it plays all the time in my area. I don't know why, but it's a family, and they're out in this minivan, and the kids are upset, and they're everybody's kind of going crazy, and mom and dad are up in the front of the minivan. And I kid you not, I mean, this is the height of just trying to make this kind of stuff up and make it look worse than it possibly could be, because the dad who's driving the car, the minivan, and he says, he looks down, and they flash to a view of the fuel light has come on, and the kids are going, and the mom is saying, everybody calm down, and the dad looks at the mom, and I kid you not, says, the gas light's on. Like, Like, this is a disaster. The gaslight is on. And what am I going to do? What? We're in the United States of America. Where are we going to find gasoline to drive this gasoline-powered monstrosity of an ancient vehicle? And what are we going to do? And then, of course, it turns to, now they've got the electric minivan. Life is wonderful. The kids are happy. They're on their devices and everything. They're just going down the road smoothly. Everybody's happy. And I'm thinking, it's the exact opposite. They're actually showing you the exact opposite. What would worry you would be the battery light flashing almost empty. And you're out there somewhere and you go, there's no place to charge this thing up. And by the way, if you're a family in the minivan and you got to stop and you got to wait, I don't know, hours and hours and hours while this thing charges up, what are you going to do? What are the kids going to do? I mean, any family that's ever been on a road trip, myself included, right? Sometimes it's speed. I don't mean speed going down the road, but speed of making a stop to eat lunch, get gas really quick. You're trying to get to your destination as fast as possible so why? So the kids can jump in the swimming pool at the hotel or whatever. You know, I've never looked down and went, the gas light's on, and just figured that, you know, this is an entire disaster that's just happening. You know, oh Lord, why? You know, I've never thought that. But yet, this is part of the messaging of the commercial. So that's why I've indulged you with this wonderful, wonderful recitation of this commercial that is just plaguing me every time I'm watching television. All right. We've got just a little bit of time before we hit the break. So I want to give you the telephone number again, 1-877-969-8600. We have so much to talk about. It's not even funny as I go down the list. I'll tell you about this here real quick, because this also has to do with kids and parents wanting to have their kids have a great time. Disney's now going to offer discounts on children's tickets at their theme parks. Okay, well, it's about time, number one. It's incredibly expensive to go to Disneyland if you want to go and take your kids. And I don't have little kids anymore. My kids are growing up, and our youngest is here with us. But to go to Disneyland, if you want to take your couple of kids to Disneyland as a family or something, it's a lot. It's a lot. And especially if you have to travel there to go there. But obviously, Disney having some problems with their income and their attendance at these parks. And it's not just because it's inflation. I think it's because a lot of this problem that Disney has had with their own image. And Bob Iger, I guess to his credit at this point, is trying to rebuild that. Just recently, of course, he said how he wanted to cut through all this noise. I'm just paraphrasing him. Cut through all this noise about what are you going to do to get people to get interested again back in Disney. And of course, I grew up here in Southern California. I've been going to Disneyland since I was like 9 years old, and it's I know my way around it. I mean, it's like after a while you just get used to the place, right? But it's too expensive now. It's way too expensive. Going to Disneyland is unfortunately, it shouldn't be, right? You don't have to like take out a small loan to actually go and have fun. So maybe they're starting to get the message with this. All right, folks, we're coming up on the break. Kyle Warren with you, 1-877-969-8600. We're glad to be rolling across your radio dial this morning in the overnight hours. And we'll be right back with the second Trucker Highway and Byway Report. Don't go anywhere.
Third Watch.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day.
get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
And we are back, racing through, rocketing through this Thursday edition of the program, folks. Kyle Warren with you, glad to be with you, of course. The telephone number 1-877-969-8600. And if you'd like to opine, we're going to get right in to the next song for the Trucker Highway and Byway Report. It's a double whammy this morning from Blackberry Smoke. I love these guys. I love this band. They've just really got something. And let's check it out. And it's a great song. Nobody Gives a Damn. This is live from the Tabernacle in Atlanta.
You can run.
Dave. That's Blackberry Smoke, everybody. Live from the Tabernacle in Atlanta. And they just a great band, and that's Charlie Starr again on the lead vocals there. And you know, these guys, they do all kinds of unplugged stuff. Remember back in the day they started up this thing called Unplugged on MTV? That's a long time ago, right? Where they, you know, they wouldn't have amplified instruments per se, but Blackberry Smoke does a lot of things where they kind of strip everything down. It's not this big huge wall of sound like you're just hearing right there. And they just get down to the songs and kind of play them on acoustic guitars and stuff like that. And the musicianship among this band is just absolutely amazing. So anyway, Blackberry Smoke, nobody gives a damn. But what do we do about, what do we give a damn about here? We give a damn about the weather. That's right. We've got a freeze watch up in North Dakota. If you're up near Bismarck right now, we got a freeze watch going on there. It goes on down into South Dakota as well. So if you're going to be coming across I-90 anywhere in the Murdo or Chamberlain area, you got that freeze watch. It covers most of, as we said last hour, the north part of South Dakota. So just to make sure we get that right. All right, Nebraska, almost all of the central part of Nebraska has a freeze watch going on there. Temperatures as low as 24 to 30 degrees happening. Wyoming now has popped up with a freeze watch as we get into the earlier hours of the morning. This is going to be all up and down I-25 from Buffalo all the way down to Casper. So you want to be aware of that. Freeze warning, again, southern Colorado and the Alamosa area, down towards Conejos and down to Taos. In New Mexico, and still a freeze warning outside of Albuquerque. That's east of Albuquerque on I-40. So you can tell it's we're starting to, it's beginning to, you know, winter is coming, that whole thing. Here we go again. We still got all this rain happening, starting in central Texas, moving up through Dallas, up through parts of the of southeastern part of Oklahoma, all through Arkansas and up into Tennessee right now. You've got all kinds of rain going on there. Also, throughout the northern northwest part of Louisiana, Shreveport in particular. So you got heavy to moderate rain in those areas and lots of lightning strikes. That's, again, a new sort of feature we have on the Trucker Highway and Byway Report. We're seeing where these lightning strikes are being reported. Near Grand Rapids, Michigan, we've got heavy to moderate rain happening there. It's going to go on down towards Kalamazoo. It's going to go out across the lake over to Chicago, as a matter of fact. And again, our friends up in Minnesota right now, you got a band of rain kind of going through the entire middle part of the state of Minnesota, going all the way up, let's see here, to Fort Francis. That's on the other side there, I believe, and up into Canada. So just be aware of that. Be careful if you're trucking out there, if you're traveling, whatever you're doing, just be mindful of that weather and be careful above everything. PilotFlyingJ.com, that's the website for Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. They are the largest operator of travel centers in the United States of America, and you want to check them out, pilotflyingj.com. And during the month of October, you can earn 5 points per gallon. That's 5 points per gallon. Don't miss out on this chance. When you activate Push for Points in the My Rewards Plus app, you're going to unlock the biggest rewards, by the way, after just 8 fills. So try that with the other guys. And by the way, just by joining the My Rewards Plus app, that's a great thing to do as well. Even without this particular promotion that's going on during the month of October, because when you join, you're going to save money, you're going to earn points on a bunch of other stuff, and you're also going to save time and get access to a lot of great amenities. So you definitely want to check them out. PilotFlyingJ.com. That's PilotFlyingJ.com. And in just a few moments, we'll be talking with our good friend Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and of course the Denise Simon Experience as well. And we'll be talking with Denise, of course, on the aftermath of the speaker being vacated, but also, of course, I want to ask her what's going on with Eric Adams in New York, where he helped celebrate the founding of the People's Republic of China, and then, of course, many of these other things that are going on, especially, and by the way, coming up in hour number four, we'll be talking with U.S. Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, and I've got a great question for him about Taiwan as well. So the whole morning, folks, is going to be absolutely fantastic. We want you to stay aboard with this for the whole morning. Okay, folks, we got Denise Simon on the line now. Good morning, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Well, there's a lot more going on today in the aftermath of Kevin McCarthy's ouster. I don't know that Trump is going to go be Speaker of the House, but there's a poll out there, Denise, that says a lot of people would like to see Newt Gingrich. I mean, is that even a real possibility?
They can put his name. Anybody can put his name, or he can put his name in the hopper. So, I mean, it comes down to introducing it on the floor and then voting on it.
Right. But the idea, of course, some people are thinking, in fact, there's this poll out there that says a majority of Republican voters would like to see Newt Gingrich get the spot. It would be a little unorthodox. You don't have to be a member of the House to do it. Could he bridge the gap, or would he be the right person to try to bring both of those sides together for any kind of ability to move forward?
He could. He's not going to be able to bring both sides together. he would. He would certainly work on the conservative side. Yeah.
Well, sure. But of course, everybody harkens back to the contract with America, and how that was so positively received by conservatives and by Republicans. But I guess the more practical possibilities here would be Jim Jordan or Steve Scalise, do you think?
They're in conference, or at least they were. Some, now they're on vacation until next week. Or, they're off until next week. But I would say that I think we may be surprised at some of the other names that are being thrown around in conference. And I would also argue that this person's going to have some staying power to get us through the general election. Because we can't do this again between now and the general election.
Indeed. Yeah, because that brings up the idea of one person, one member can bring up the notion to vacate. So I tell you what, on the other side of the news, Denise, we'll have you comment on that because we're starting to head for our break. So hold on there. And folks, we'll be right back after your local news at the top of the hour. Kyle Warren with you. We'll be back with Denise Simon. See you on the other side.
Third Watch.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.